know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Down at a railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
It is good to have you listening. Craig, behind the glass today, our engineer. Bo Morgan, producing the show. Mike Bell, I got to ask you, man, what's your level of excitement as we start to count down to the MLS Cup? Because I got to tell you, now, you know, we've gotten past the middle part of the week now, and I'm like, kind of getting antsy.
Honestly, I just tweeted it out this morning. I'm like, I just wish, you know, Saturday would get here. And I told you guys the story the other day. I had to go, like, move heaven and earth to get up. I got a big family trip bringing all the relatives together in New York, and we have to bail on Saturday to get back here for United in
Portland.
Good
to see you.
Yeah. But, you know, I will say this with my family. I think hopefully not everybody's family, but gosh, my relatives are so annoying on my mom's side. So this is actually perfect. Oh, got to get to LaGuardia. See ya. But, yeah, man, can't wait to get to Saturday. And real quick, sidebar, speaking of social media, I don't know if it's just guys being snarky or just Twitter is the fellowship of the miserable. All negative tweets about United are blocked immediately, and you're blocked. Because, I mean, everybody wants to apply Georgia or Falcons' lack of success or whatever in the big game to this. Totally different animal. Do you realize how amazing it is in your second year to have runner-up MVP, the MVP, and playing the championship game? Not that we're satisfied. We want to grab the brass ring. But, I mean, guys out there that want to sit there and poop on it. Oh, I'm sorry it inconvenienced the high school players. I know that means a lot to families with kids who play football.
Sure.
But they're going to move it back a day or two. But in the case of, let's be positive, man. This is a great thing for the city. Another championship.
Yeah. Anytime our teams, play for championships, I've said it time and time again on this show, that's what it's about. That's what we strive for. That's why we're so critical of our teams. Our coaching staffs, our front offices, because they're not getting the job done for whatever reason. And sometimes, you know, things are out of your hands, right? I mean, for example, the Falcons' injuries. That's one part of the story this year. But there's another part of it that Mike and I continue to talk about, which gets back to coaching decisions, personnel decisions that were made that haven't allowed our team to have the kind of depth that we thought we might have up front. So, listen, whenever you're playing for a championship, I don't care where you are, this is what it's all about. And so for me, I'm super excited, man. I'm starting to get antsy, as I said, because today it was like, okay, all right, you know, Lawless is coming on the show. I'm watching different things in regards to MLS Cup, and it's all about us. It's all about the ATL.
And honestly, guys, if you want to put this in some form of perspective where you compare it to baseball or to, you know, college football, this is a Clemson or an Alabama we're playing in the Portland Timbers. These guys won the championship a couple of years ago.
Oh, they're good.
They got quality.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are always in the mix in the West. So, I mean, it's not going to be any kind of like cakewalk or anything. This is a game that could come down to penalty kicks. That's how evenly matched these squads are.
With that said, as we mentioned, Alexi Lawless is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, guys. Live in studio, and we'll get his thoughts on a variety of things. He's been very outspoken, Mike, on a variety of stuff in regards to U.S. men's soccer, obviously MLS, and Atlanta United, which he has basically said, we are the next big thing.
Yeah, and he was on us. He was on United this year to win the title before everybody else was. And, like, I always get a kick out of Alexi because I love his take on the U.S. men's national team. He always tells it like it is. I mean, he's always a guy that moves the meter. Looking forward to actually meeting him in person.
All right, guys, 404-741-0929 is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We always invite you to text the show throughout the course of the afternoon. Find us on social media. 929 The Game is the radio station. Of course, you can like us on Facebook if you've not done so. Follow us on the gram and on Twitter. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Real quick shout-out to Oconee Brewing Company. More locations, Mike. saw it this morning as there's some other places around the state of Georgia. I thought we were kind of everywhere. There's some small towns that are now getting Hey Man Ale. So you can't complain about trying to find it.
I mean, you could be on your way to Helen if you got, if you're lucky enough to know or have a house up there. Somebody's got a house up in the mountains. We're up in that neck of the woods. We're out there. And we're in Sandy Plains, Georgia, Daddy.
Sandy Plains.
The home of the American dream. So, yeah, we're all over the map. And on the south side, a lot of guys going, what's up on the south side? Yeah, they're slowly moving down Terra Boulevard, guys. So make sure you call your favorite package store and say, hey, man, tell those guys to get Hey Man from Oconee Brewing.
All right, as we get ready for the Packers this upcoming weekend, you know, we always talk about the Falcons in the sense that over the last few years, we've had their number. We've been able to figure them out. We've been able to score frequently. Obviously, we beat them in the NFC Championship game to go to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. But it always gets back to Matt Ryan and that guy named Aaron Rodgers, A.A. Ron, as we like to say, thanks to Key and Peele. But when you look at A.A. Ron's stats, Mike, this year, you know, Matt has a better completion percentage, 70%. Matt's completing 70% of his passes compared to about 61% to Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers has only thrown one interception, but he only has 21 touchdowns. And I say that, you know, again, those are great numbers when you start to look at it. Matt's got 25 TDs and 5 picks. The overall quarterback rating, though, for Matt Ryan, and here's the thing, the record doesn't say this, but Matt Ryan's overall quarterback rating, 109. Aaron Rodgers, 99.3. Now, again, you say, what's that mean? It means how well you're playing the position overall, right? You throw all this stuff in there and you go, here's the quarterback rating number. But the record doesn't say that because there's so many other factors, Mike, with our offense
right,
that haven't been able to play out. The run game, you know, the protection. But his numbers specifically, Matt's having a really good season.
Yeah, Ryan obviously has had to do it, as you all know, if you've been watching, without a real run game. And unfortunately now it's finally come back to bite us because we play some good defenses that are not going to allow that to happen. Packers, I think, are a middle-of-the-road defense. I still think we've got to be able – I know we can't give it lip service. I mean, if we keep throwing Tevin Coleman out there for 40 yards – I mean, that's a long day for Matt Ryan. But Aaron Rodgers' issues have been a lack of consistency as far as guys staying healthy at wide receiver. Randall Cobb, I mentioned yesterday, hadn't been the same. When does Equanimeous St. Brown become a real go-down-the-field weapon for the Packers? It's really been Jimmy Graham and a running back situation where they actually had to move on from Montgomery over that Rams debacle. So, yeah, they've had a big soap opera. He spoke to the media yesterday, by the way, saying there's always been accountability with Mike McCarthy to, I guess, Winston Moss's criticism that apparently Aaron Rodgers wasn't held accountable. He says that's bunk.
Yeah, listen, I think, you know, that Aaron Rodgers is the go guy in that organization, and I'm not going to say everybody bows down to him, but he is the most important piece, and I think that you're foolish if you don't believe that he had a say-so or that he didn't know they were going to move in this direction. And the idea that Aaron, and we've even played the soundbite, I'm not going to have any say in the next hire. Okay, whatever. I just don't believe that, Mike. When you're at the end of your quarterback career, maybe you got four or five more good years, I don't know. If you want another shot at a Super Bowl, you probably want to be involved in that conversation.
And obviously the monster contract and the restructuring with 2 years left on your deal, he says that, look, if McCarthy didn't call me out, that's on him. He says, hey, if you need to call somebody out in the meeting room, I said, hey, call me out first. So, again, whether that's revisionist and he's just spinning it, either way, as we said, a little bit of bloom is off the rose of Aaron Rodgers' brand.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We got some headlines coming up. We'll let you hear from Joe Philbin. He is the guy that's the interim coach there, talking about firing their assistant coach yesterday. When the news got out, he put out a tweet, basically, as Mike talked about, kind of questioning the organization and holding people accountable. Philbin says, by the way, he did not fire him because of that. It was more than just about the tweet. Also, we got some other NFL news, Mike. The Reuben Foster situation. Did you see this? The interview with the young lady apparently coming out. Bo, I got to ask you. I'm going to bring Craig and Bo into this because we were talking about this in the bullpen. You guys have watched this video of this young lady doing the interview. What do you make of this? Because is it backtracking? Is she trying to protect him? What's the deal here?
Well, from what I saw, she was asked, and the reporter straight up asked her, she goes, well, didn't you recant your story, and why did you do that? And she says, well, because I loved him. And she says, I've been seeing counseling about a plethora of things. And she goes, and you know what? I've realized this isn't love, and the way he treats me isn't love. I mean, he flew her down when this incident happened.
Yeah, down in Tampa. Yeah.
When he had another girlfriend that he was talking with, and that's what started it. She called him out about his other girlfriend. She said, I'm going to tell her that you flew me down on your dime to be here on this road trip.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, I mean, we said this on the radio last week. Reuben needed to move on from this young lady.
No, you're not.
Reuben needed to find himself a new girlfriend. Newsflash. And what a debacle. I mean, you know, so many times, and we've seen this, you and I both have friends that create such drama in their lives that you don't need to. I mean, you think you can juggle three women? Okay, Playboy, knock yourself out. I hope you have a social secretary, because most of us will get caught in a lie in 3, 2. What's the point? And if a girl is a little cuckoo and is going to put your life, your earnings and your career on the line,
cuckoo,
I'd say it's time to maybe find a new girlfriend.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
It's also the classic example of, remember when there was a couple, like when you were younger, and they were just toxic. And all they did, everywhere you went, they got in a fight. She stormed out of the club. He stormed out of the bar. Whatever.
Why are you looking at me?
We all got those friends.
Yes, I was saying, you know what? I was in one of those relationships, if you must know, years ago.
No, it's true.
And that's this.
But you know what happens, right? At the end of the night or the next day, we're back together.
Oh, always. And you liked either one of them. Like the guy was cool. The girl was cool. They sucked together.
Yes.
They were always like
okay.
that.
Okay. If there's kids in the car, earmuffs.
What do you mean?
Nuts equals really, really
okay,
hard.
Okay, stop it.
Hashtag facts.
We are coming back. We got some headlines to get to. We'll fill you in on that Reuben Foster story. It's just, this is the first time she's spoken publicly.
Yeah.
And so people are like, well, okay, what's the deal? Hey, we'll also let you hear from Matt Ryan. Julio, limited at practice. What's that mean? Find out next. Coming up, Brad Guzan's going to join us. The goalie for our Atlanta United. We'll get Brad's thoughts on the upcoming match. It's MLS Cup.
Call him sir.
Yes, sir. Also, guys, I failed to mention this, Mike, but it's kind of a big deal. The owner of our Atlanta United, Arthur Blank, is set to join us at around 3:10 this afternoon. And Mr. Blank's going to give us a ring, and we'll talk all things Atlanta United with him. And listen, you and I both know Mr. Blank pretty well. And how excited he is. I don't think he knew, and we'll ask him this question, because last time we saw him down at Mercedes-Benz and we had a real sit-down with him was before the NFL season started. But, you know, as he said then, I don't think anybody knew what this was going to be when it started. But he was willing to jump in, put the money behind it, Mike, and he hired the right people. And I think that's a big part of this. So Arthur Blank's going to join us, guys, at about 3:10 this afternoon. And we'll get the owner's thoughts on the upcoming MLS Cup.
And again, guys, this is going to be a soccer conversation, by the way. So we'll be talking Falcons once the season's over with Arthur. But this is all going to be about what United's got going on.
All right. And what's going to happen moving forward. By the way, did you see those rumors today about Miggy?
Yeah, you know, we have to take, and I just talked to a guy on Twitter about that. The Newcastle rumors, it's like 15 million pounds, which is about 19 million American dollars. So either way, if it's pounds or euros, it's not up to about the 25 to 30 million that Darren has told us. He has told us numerous times that he's asking for like 25 to 30 million if he's going to move Miggy. That's a transfer fee that the team pays us, and then they do a contract with Miggy on his own. But I still think that's light and low, and that's not the first time we've seen British tabloids. And by the way, British tabloids literally make the National Enquirer looked like the Washington Post. They take anything and run with it, and that's why they get slapped with libel suits and people win all the time. This is just a sports story, but my point is don't believe it because there's not a lot of credibility there.
Yeah, Miggy was asked, I think it was ESPN who did the interview, but he was asked about where he would prefer to play.
Right.
And I think some people are, you know, taking that and implying that he's going to be gone, and I don't necessarily know that. I'm just basing it solely on the fact that he has a lot of value. As Darren Eales has told us, he's under contract. It's going to cost somebody a lot of money, transfer fee-wise, to come in and get Miggy.
And by the way, Newcastle, if I was Miggy, no thanks. Somewhere in London or Manchester has a nice ring to it. Newcastle, for those who don't know, is the uniforms that look like referee zebra stripes. And that's the movie Goal, The Dream Begins, which is one of Craig's favorites. Where the young
Stop
kid,
throwing that
where,
on me.
Where Santiago, the young kid from L.A., winds up playing for this team in Newcastle. No, don't get me wrong, Carl. I'm sure there's lots of fun gastro pubs and wonderful spots. But you're south of the Scottish border on a town with a lot of dock workers and no thanks.
Yeah. By the way, doesn't it also matter what kind of league, where he would be his best?
Well, people do say, and I've asked Jason Longshore about this, because are you worried about him being pushed around because of the physical nature of the EPL?
A little small.
They say his speed will be the equalizer, that his speed will be the thing, literally like Wile E. Coyote chasing Roadrunner, that he'll be able to stay away from those kind of guys and trying to make the hard fouls. And Newcastle, by the way, I'm just being silly, great city. There's also a rumor that Arthur's going to buy the team. So there's a lot of stuff that's coming out of there right now. Probably some of it, I would never rule out an NFL owner sniffing around in the English Premier League because there's money to be made over there.
All right, speaking of English Premier League and soccer, we're going to be doing a special broadcast Saturday leading up to the pregame festivities, obviously, with Atlanta United. And actually, I'm going to be joined by John Fricke. We are going to be broadcasting out in front of the State Farm Arena, the new State Farm Arena, near the Dominique Wilkins statue for a Championship Saturday Live broadcast, guys. So if you're going down, you're making your way down, we know the weather forecast is not in our favor. Doesn't mean anything. 17s are going to show up. We'll be rowdy. We'll be ready. And if you're making your way down there, if you get a chance, stop by. Freaky and I will be out there in front of State Farm Arena on Saturday. Hey, Craig, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Let's start with the Falcons. Dan Quinn gives us an update on Grady Jarrett and his status. And I've got some Grady Jarrett news, if you haven't heard.
He is practicing today. Yeah, in terms of like his leadership and what he provides both on and off the field, he's the ideal teammate.
Now, Grady, we saw him yesterday, as a matter of fact, when we were up there, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we always say this. We see guys in the locker room look fine, everybody, but, you know, again, you want to be cautious. Some guys fighting off some injuries. You want to have them ready here at the end of the season over these last 4 weeks.
But right, I see Julio listed as questionable. I don't even bat an eye anymore. You know, that's just kind of, you know, veteran player who you know takes a lot of hits, and they're just giving him some rest midweek. So I wouldn't read anything of that. And Grady, again, just from us eyeballing, it looked fine. So we'll see where it goes.
All right, Julio, by the way, saying today that him and Matt Ryan have both emphasized they've got to sustain drives against Green Bay. It's something that the team hasn't been able to do. Certainly we didn't do it last week, Mike. It was why the game was so ugly.
Yeah, the only thing you had going for you, it's been like this much of the season. You got no traction with the run game. Julio, Calvin, you got to catch some hard. Some of those passes were difficult. Some were not so difficult. They missed some NFL-type catches, which you know they can make. So when things are going bad, it really rains and it pours.
All right, what do you think about this coming out of Falcons today? Julio Jones asked the question about playing for pride. The quote, "We aren't going to play for pride. We're going to play to whoop somebody's boop." That's Julio Jones. The pride thing, okay, we've brought it up. But the fact is, you're right. You go out to win. You're not going out because, well, you know, my pride.
Man.
So I'm with Julio.
Where's your pride, Willie?
I'm with this. Go whoop somebody's boop. Here's Coach Quinn talking about an update on Julio Jones.
We won't practice fully. I may do some individual work. So his foot was still sore, and so we just wanted to make sure he could be fully, full speed as we're heading into tomorrow's practice. So he'll get some work today, but nothing at a full speed clip.
All right.
Anticipate him being ready for
All right. Thank you, Vaughn. Meanwhile, Grady Jarrett, guys, nominated for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award.
Right on.
Congratulations to Grady, man.
Grady does so much work off the field, different charities. You know, him and his mom, obviously, we got a chance to know them pretty well over the years. And that's why I'm hoping Grady, they can get him the deal in the offseason, because I'd hate to lose him both on and off the field with the Falcons.
He embodies the off-the-field spirit of this award. All any NFL teams, if you're not familiar with this, nominate a player who makes a difference on and off the field. Grady fits that bill. So he is the guy that the Falcons have nominated for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. And, listen, I hope he wins it, and I'm glad he's being nominated. It's an honor to be nominated.
Hey, man, we were just talking about the United. Those rumors, by the way, I want to make sure you guys are not freaking out if you're a big United fan. We know at some point that Miguel Almirón will probably go to Europe, Carl. Just talked to our man, Jason Longshore. He says Newcastle's a club. He could see them being interested in Miggy, but he says the rumors don't seem to match up. Price seems way too low, as we said. Darren Eales has said there's a number, and it starts with the number 3, and they're not even close to that. It would be about $19 million if you convert it to dollars.
All right. We'll keep an eye out. Again, with the season coming to a close on Saturday, Mike, this is something we'll probably be talking about for the next month or so.
Right on.
With some of our guys. Hey, Hawks lost last night, 131-117. John Collins had 26 and 14, Mike. 26 points, 14 boards.
12 of 17 from the floor. I mean, Trey had 5 assists, so, I mean, John was kind of doing his thing, too. I mean, we still want to see that pick-and-roll dynamic and everything going on with Trey and John. But John was on fire last night. Baze goes for 22. Trey went for 14.
Yeah, 4-13 shooting, 1-4 from beyond the arc. This is the ebbs and flows we've been talking about and saying he's got to shoot better. We're not the only ones saying it. Everybody's watching and saying it.
Right.
The fact is, you know, I don't want to judge Trey on a series of games that, again, in his rookie season where you're already making a judgment about his career. I just think you got to be very cautious about that. And I know some folks have hit us up, this ain't the guy. He ain't the dude, man. I watch you trade tonight. Okay, slow down. I hear you. But let's not make those big presumptions that Trae Young's going to be a bust or he's never going to be the star we expect him to be. Right. I've said this, Mike. I see glimpses at times and I go, wow. Passing ability, his vision, even on nights when he's hot. Okay, so it's going to come. But you're right. He's not shooting the ball well. And we said this. I think he's putting in the extra work. Hopefully it will pay off.
I mean, he's a guy that you know, as you said, hitting the gym after, even after games. You know, like against Golden State, he's out there doing that. So, I mean, we'll be patient. Unfortunately, we know we're always looking over. What's Luka doing? Luka Doncic? But you're going to have off nights. Hey, last night, Zion, our boy, had an off night.
Must get to Zion.
Well, Zion couldn't get to the rim last night with style. He had some missed dunks. But that aside, again, everybody's going to have an off night. These are also very young guys, not even 20. But off night for Zion Williamson, projected to be 1, 2, or 3 in the NBA draft.
All right. Did they win? Did they win last night?
They won, right, Craig?
Duke wins 84-54. 84-54, we're talking about missed dunks?
Exactly.
Come on.
Still think they should have beat Gonzaga, man. That one, you and I, you know.
Oh, yeah. Gonzaga's number one in the country now.
We even bet that game at halftime. We were feeling Duke making a run.
Stop talking about our habits. 81-79, they beat Washington. Gonzaga. We only bring this up because we're talking about Duke and Zion and all that. But
guys who would look good in a Hawks uniform.
Yeah. So for everybody that always goes, Gonzaga never win anything. They're number one right now, and people are saying that's a Final Four team. We'll see.
And they got a guy that stuck around, too, for a senior year, which also helps when you get that at a school like Gonzaga.
No doubt about it. It is Dukes and Bell. It's our headlines, guys. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk with Brad Guzan, as we mentioned, goalie for Atlanta United, talking about not only, you know, what he expects Saturday. But also, if you missed it, and Mike and I talked a lot about this yesterday, you know, Joseph Martinez winning and getting that MVP award and how Atlanta United brought all his friends and family and his parents. I just thought it was a moving moment for Joseph. Right. And so, you know, we know this team is close-knit. These guys really do like each other. They care about each other. And I think that shows in the way that they play. So all these guys, if you missed the video, Atlanta United put it out there, but you know, they're all there. All his teammates are there. It's just, and it was cool to see, Mike, the support and the vibe surrounding Joseph. Pretty much everybody knowing the kind of season he had, he was going to win this award.
Right. So now, Joseph, one thing left to do, and that's to win it all, man, against a team which has a lot of talent. We'll talk to Brad about watching out for some of those goals, which basically can come from anywhere. That's how dangerous the Portland Timbers are, if you didn't see what they did to a Sporting KFC. But I call him KFC, but you know, you get the idea. But Miggy and Joseph, when is Tito going to come off the bench? We'll see if Brad can give us some answers.
All right, guys, 404-741-0929. That's the number if you want to jump in the conversation. And a lot of guys talking about, you know, the whole Julio limited guy just.
No, I don't mean anything.
No, but a guy just hit me up. He goes, oh, so now he's not. No, don't jump to conclusions.
He's been limited the whole season, guys, during practice. Once he gets into like week three, I mean, if you don't read the injury reports, you don't read D-Led's blogs, that's on you. But this is standard operating procedure for a veteran player in the league. It happens all the time.
Yeah, don't think that this is some ploy.
If you want to get on Julio's butt for dropping passes last week, that's fine. You're right to do that. But don't read anything named missing a Thursday or a Wednesday.
No, it means nothing. All right, Brad Guzan, guys, he's next.
I play soccer. I hope to. Newcastle United.
This young man wants to play for your team, Mr. Henderson.
Newcastle?
Yes, sir.
He's all the help we can get.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're getting ready for MLS Cup. Atlanta United taking on Portland, guys, at Mercedes-Benz. Our man, Brad Guzan, joins us right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We've been waiting all year. I got to be honest, Brad. I mean, as fans, for me personally, the last month of the season, I'm just kind of like, before we got into the playoffs, I'm just kind of like, come on, let's get to it. And then, you know, we did what we did in the playoffs, and it was fabulous to watch. But now it's for all the marbles, man. First and foremost, thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
As you look at Portland and you're starting to, you know, evaluate what you're going to see on Saturday, this is a team, you know, that has the ability to score. And obviously they have some dynamic scorers and strikers on this team. What do you see in Portland?
Yeah, I mean, exactly that. Individually, they've got very good players that could hurt you. Out of nothing, you know, we saw in the Kansas City game the strike from 30, 35 yards out in the top corner. So, you know, they can score and they may not look a threat, and then all of a sudden the ball's in the back of the net, and that's something that we're going to have to be aware of. But also on transition, they're very good going from back to front very quickly, and they get guys on the ball and they get numbers flying forward, and within a few passes they're already in the attacking third. So their transition's very good. Individually, they're very good. And ultimately, when they've been on the road in the playoffs, they and their backs have been against the wall, they found a way to get results. So their mentality, their energy, they're going to be feeling good about themselves. And as we know, in a cup final, it's all or nothing. And so we know that it's not going to be easy by any means. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a hard game, and one that hopefully after 90 minutes we're all celebrating together.
I mean, we're not in the championship game for nothing, Brad. I hear you, man. That Sebastian Blanco goal that you were talking about. That's, I guess, as a goalkeeper, you got the two Diegos. And is that something, you, as a goalkeeper, you just always keep in one eye and have the cat-like reflex and hopefully that you're in the right spot? Because that's scary.
No, definitely. You try to get in good spots early, you know, so you're not unnecessary movement. And you don't want to be caught moving or leaning one way. You want to make sure you're ready at all times. And with these guys, you know, they've got the ability to shoot from distance, to put the ball in the top corner. So you've got to be ready. And as a goalkeeper, those are the little things where it gives you a half a second more to try and make a save. And you just at all times, as they start to attack and get into our own half, you're trying to assess out where attackers are and where the potential next pass is, and then ultimately be ready to face the shot.
Brad Kuzan joining us, guys, here talking about MLS Cup Saturday night, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You'll hear it live right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Do you think because they're able to play different styles, they will try to frustrate us in this match, knowing that we want to get out and run?
Yeah, I think so. I think, when they came to Mercedes-Benz Stadium earlier in the season, they sat back a little bit and made it difficult to break down, and they were hard to play against in that sense. You know, they had a good solid block of guys and limited the space for us to run into. And there's a possibility they do it again. There's a possibility that they come out of that a little bit. If you watch the Kansas City game, they didn't press crazy like New York Red Bulls, but at the same time, they didn't just sit back and defend. So whichever way they decide to play, we'll obviously adjust accordingly. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we're playing to our strengths and we feel good about the style of football that we're trying to play, and make sure that they know that us, along with 72,000+, are going to be right up for this game, and knowing that the city of Atlanta is behind us is going to be huge. So it should be an exciting one, and we're definitely looking forward to it.
It is Brad Kuzan, guys, our goalkeeper here from Atlanta United on the WadeFord.com hotline. We saw the video that was posted yesterday. It actually happened a few days back, but really cool how you guys surprised Joseph Martinez, the family there, and then the MVP presentation. That looked kind of cool. You're one of the guys you see out there with the other teammates.
No, for sure. It was awesome, man. He deserves everything, all the accolades that he gets this year, and to top it off with the MVP award. It shows you how great he's been for us. And ultimately, it was a cool gesture from the club and from the team to be able to present him with that. And I think he kind of knew something was up a little bit. He was dragging out the day as long as he could in terms of, I think he may have saw one of his family members in the hallways, but no, to be able to celebrate with him like that, it was cool. It was personal for him to have his family there. It was a pretty special moment.
You've been in a lot of big matches. Where is this one going to rank, or where does it rank for you, knowing that you're playing for another big trophy?
Yeah, I think this one's up there for sure. I've been a part of a few cup finals, be it different tournaments, be it with the national team, be it over in England. But to be playing in a cup final in your home city with the atmosphere and the crowd that we're going to have behind us, this is for sure up there, if not at the very top. And knowing the history of sports in Atlanta, knowing how everyone is behind us, it's going to be a special night. And we want to try and reward not only our fans, but the city for getting behind the club and getting behind the team in such a short amount of time. I think it sometimes gets forgotten that this is only our second year. And so to be in this position, to have the support that we do, we want to make sure we give everyone something to celebrate.
And it's going to be an electric atmosphere. I mean, just more exposure for us, nationally, around the world. And also Tata's, farewell game. I know we've tried not to talk too much about that because you guys want to focus on the matter at hand. But your last chance to win one for the Tata.
For sure. No, we know, obviously, it will be his last game. You know, and as I said before, you know, in professional sports, at the end of a season, win or lose, players go, play, you know, new players come in, coaches go, new coaches come in. It's just part of professional sports. So now when we've given ourselves an opportunity to host an MLS Cup final, to be able to be a part of such a special occasion, and knowing that it's going to be his last game, we want to make sure we take advantage of the opportunity. In professional sports, you never know when you're going to have a chance to win a major trophy again. It may be next year, it may be 10 years, it may be never. You know, right. you never know. And so you've got to take advantage of those opportunities, and that's what we're going to be looking to do come Saturday.
All right, last time we saw you, bro, you were kicking the ball to like midfield out of bounds as we were trying to get past the Red Bulls. Now you got to be a little more accurate getting the ball down the field. You think at some time we're going to see Escobar and the other guys pressing? We're going to maybe try to press the attack? And obviously that makes you vulnerable for the counter, but you know what's expected this week. But we're maybe change it up a little bit with some of the attacking style?
Yeah, I mean, I think the – knowing that it's a one-off game, right? There's it's not a two-legged game like the previous series against Red Bull or even against New York City. We want to make sure that we try and play our style of soccer. We try and play the way that we want to play, and that's obviously, you know, high energy, pressing at times, being able to keep the ball, rotate the ball. But at the same time, the last four games in this playoff run, we've shown that if things get a bit if things get a little bit tippy and things get, difficult in the sense of a physical matchup,
right,
then we can roll our sleeves up and we can battle with the best of them. So we're ready in that sense. Like I said, man, it's a championship. It's a cup final. It's all or nothing. There's no tomorrow. You leave everything you've got and out on the field. And the only way you're coming off is someone's carrying you. So it's going to be a battle. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be exciting, and we're definitely going to be ready for it.
Brad, as Apollo Creed told Rocky, there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Exactly.
Brad, no
exactly.
Pressure. We're all counting on you, okay?
So, hey.
And by the way, we say it all the time, bro. We know you're busy during the week. We always appreciate you taking time to come on the radio.
Yeah, and just tell us this, though. I mean, behind the curtain, all right, for Atlanta United fans, does Tata give pregame speeches, and will he on Saturday or no?
He does. He definitely does. His messages get, if they're not translated, then he's able to make sure his messages get said in English. But his messages are clear, and he gives us our pregame talk. Parky gives us a few words before we leave the locker room, and then it's go time. And so come Saturday, I don't think anything is going to change in that sense. But the thing about finals is, you know, as an athlete, as a professional, these are the games you want to be a part of. These are the moments that you cherish. And so if you need somebody else to hype you up, you're in the wrong business, you know? I mean, these are the games where it all counts. Nobody remembers, 6 weeks ago. Nobody remembers 2 weeks ago. They remember Saturday night. That's what it's about. And so it's going to be a fun night.
Fingers crossed, bro. We're cheering you on. We'll be there, and good luck, man.
Very cool, very cool. Sounds good, guys. I appreciate it, as always.
No doubt. That's
right,
Brad Kazan.
Yeah, man, Michael Parker's, by the way, his fifth trip to an MLS Cup final, and we've been having a great conversation throughout the year with Gressel and Parky, and also thanks to Chris McCann, and obviously Brad, who's been on with us a ton this season.
All right, guys, coming up, we're going to talk to Arthur Blank, owner of our Atlanta United. That's coming up in about 15 minutes here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.